Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, everybody, and happy Fat Tuesday. Hopefully you had a great holiday weekend with President's Day for those of us here in the U.S. and Valentine's Day. So it was a weekend of love and fabulousness and all that greatness. And we're kind of continuing on with today being Fat Tuesday and Chinese New Year coming up. We've got a lot of This is just a very exciting week. But today what I wanted to focus on is how you can use interior design to help create a more supportive and kind of harness into the energies of the Chinese New Year. Now, for those of you who followed for these many years, you know, I like doing my vision boards and my huge clutter busting, usually through the time period of New Year's. For a suji, you know, the big clean, getting rid of all the dirt and projects from the, you know, the past year to go into the new year with a clean and open slate, right? New opportunities coming in. And we can continue the clutter busting, you know, getting that which does not serve us anymore as we set our goals and resolutions for the new year. See how this all plays together. And as we get ready for Chinese New Year, which is the 18th or tomorrow, you're getting ready for, you know, supporting yourself for goals that you can achieve and to better yourself. You know, we've discussed this before, that resolutions don't have to be negative in that you're giving something up. Okay, it can be doing something more positive, being more kinder, doing a random act of kindness, you know, taking a different way to work, being more open to opportunities, learning a new skill, things like that. Okay, and then all of that should be set with the intention really ready to go in place by the Chinese New Year. Now, for those of you who are into astrology and that kind of thing, this is also a pretty cool time in that this is the second Aquarius new moon within a month. So that's kind of cool that that's happening. So think of things that are Aquarius. Remember, that's a water sign. Friendships, team building, getting together, being very collaborative, more focused on community. Add that with this year of the wood sheep or goat, that's going to be our themes for this year. You know, when we think of sheep, we think of, you know, kind of hanging out in a flock, you know, doing your thing. It states that the wood sheep brings peace, plenty, comfort, healing. If you want to simplify, slow down, eliminate anything that is unnecessary, a little more of the cocooning and coming more from the heart center. It doesn't mean being sheepish, you know, not wanting to stand in your power because you still want to become empowered and move forward, but you want to eliminate things that just aren't necessary anymore. We want to definitely become more goal focused. So this is a wonderful week to really get in and clutter bust and clean. If you didn't, you know, clean the windows, do a good vacuuming, you know, changing your bedding, even changing up and thinking spring. You know, there's so many wonderful, great spring colors that are out there now, implementing and using the Pantone color of the year, Marsala, which really is a beautiful, nurturing, earth, you know, grounding color. So using that, you know, kind of as a starting point, thinking with pillows or a throw or even painting an accent wall. So what I really would like you to do today is, you know, really get into your car, your purse, desktop, your inbox, okay? We want to make way to be able to really harness all these great new energies that are going to be coming in, okay? So we want more well-being, abundance, thinking about bringing in plants. We're going to talk more in upcoming episodes about, again, healthy spring cleaning and how to detoxify the air quality in your space. And again, you can always look back to past blog posts on the EcoShui Diaries on the DeannaRodi.com website, going in to past episodes of the radio show where we've discussed this. But think about bringing in new plants, green leafy plants, fresh flowers, to help oxygenate the air, okay? I love having green plants everywhere. I mean, I've got a couple of rooms that look like little mini rainforests. It makes me feel more energized and more at peace. If you live in a space that's not really conducive to growing plants, or you travel a lot, or you just don't want to, look at getting air plants, which are great, or even just getting outside every day and taking a walk. That's one good thing about, having the dog, is that we're outside at least for a little while, every day. We go for a walk in the park, and bad weather notwithstanding, i.e., the ice storm that just came through here last night, which had my home looking like Arendelle. I'm waiting for Elsa and Anna to come, tra-la-line down the street here with the ice. But so think about bringing nature inside, creating just a more supportive environment at home. I've always stated that your home is your sanctuary, from the chaos, that's going on around outside. So you need a place where you can just be and decompress, that no matter what kind of, day, that you're having, that, you don't take it in home, with you, that you have a place that you can relax. From a feng shui standpoint, when we're looking at the wood sheep and the Aquarian moon, again, that's just kind of cool. All of this corresponds with helpful people. So remember, helpful people, if you haven't listened to a Feng Shui Fabulous show in a while, go back and listen to the first episode where we go over the Bangle board. The helpful people area is the closest right corner as you're standing in the doorway to your home or any room as you're walking in. So it's that close right corner. You want to activate this area with the metal element, the color gray, and the shape of circles. Think about placing pictures of you and your team together at work, you and your friends, any kind of group portrait, okay? It's stating, this is from Astro Feng Shui, this is actually kind of fun. Aquarius corresponds to helpful people. If you're the type who usually tries to do everything yourself, now it's time to change that pattern. So again, it's the focus on community, and think wood sheep, okay? Traveling in a flock. Now it means, again, you're not giving up your individuality, but you are getting better at delegating, working together with other people, realizing what your strengths and weaknesses are, and hiring people or trading services with people who are better at some things than you are. Okay, a great new moon ritual, which you can do tonight, okay, because the new moon is tomorrow, is clean and declutter this area. Putting any kind of figurine that represents a helpful person to you. This can be fairies, it can be angels, it can be a wonderful friend or mentor, okay, and calling on them to help, or just, again, having the picture of a team that you do have support, okay? And then, again, adding things that are metal to this area. Metal, putting the picture in a metal frame would be great. Things that are circular, so a circular metal frame for this picture would be perfect. White or metallic candles. There's great LED candles that come in gold and silver, or even, jeweled hurricanes or holders that you can put them in and then set it on the timer So it would just help light and activate this area, which would be, I think, a great idea to help, again, activate, which would be awesome, and which is what we want to do. I hope you're getting some good ideas with this. You know, design doesn't have to be static. You know, you can be changing things throughout the year, you know, at least changing with the seasons or with the holidays. And while you might not celebrate either Fat Tuesday or the Chinese New Year, although, come on, you know, king cake, people. I'm off to get some king cake in a little bit. Celebrating abundance and home and all that's important to you, I don't think, you know, knows any kind of holiday or boundary. It's something that we should be doing every day. But this is your last big push, at least for the new year, and getting ready for spring clean and planting, New Year's resolutions, your goals, thinking positive and being able to receive positive back into your life. So if you're snowed in or iced in, you know, like we are here in the East, South, and, you know, the Midwest, today's a great day, you know, to either shred, to go through and delete old files in your inbox, clean, things like that, just to get ready to harness the great energies that we've got coming in right now. So, everybody, I want to wish you a happy Fat Tuesday. If you're going out celebrating, celebrate responsibly. If you celebrate Chinese New Year, I mean, let's talk king cake today or tchotchkes, and then, you know, a good Chinese meal tomorrow, man. So go pig out on some good Chinese food and enjoy the day. Everyone, if you have any questions, you can always contact us at DeannaOnDesign@gmail.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and our Facebook page, /DeannaOnDesign. And as always, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for the support. And also to let you all know that there is a new book that is in the works. I am in the process of writing a follow-up to the children's book I wrote way back in the day. Aster, we are going to be following one of his little friends. Just kind of needed a little creative outlet. So we're going to finishing up the touches on that, continuing their saga, and another design book, which has kind of a fun take on design that I hope you all will enjoy. Everyone, stay safe out there. Have fun. Happy Fat Tuesday. Happy Chinese New Year. You have been listening to Deanna on Design on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much, everyone. Bye now.